This is my kind of town, Chicago.
Happy birthday, Chicago.
Happy birthday, Chicago.
Happy birthday, Chicago.
History.
One city.
Tourism.
One values.
Diversity.
One common sense of what we are and what we can be.
On March 4th, 1837, Chicago was incorporated as a city.
I always think back to that original birthday, the day the city was incorporated.
Chicago Tribune writer and historian Rick Kogan.
And realize, wow, there were less than 4,000 people here. It's kind of like the number of people that are in, I don't know, Lane Tech High School.
With its nearly 3 million residents, Chicago remains the third most populous city in the nation.
Because it's a great town.
Chicago Tribune columnist John Cass.
If I were going to take a trip and I wasn't from here, this is the place I'd go.
Back in 1837, the average income was just over $1,300 a year. The average unemployment rate nearly 18.5%.
So many generations of people who came here were able, in this place, unlike New York, or certainly not Los Angeles, were able to find their footing.
After the Great Chicago Fire in 1871 that destroyed several square miles and left more than 100,000 homeless, the city made a concerted effort to rebuild on the damage. And rebuild it did over the past 18 decades.
Chicago has the most diverse economy in the United States of America.
A global architectural capital and international business epicenter.
Chicago is either number one in that class or number two. We never dip to three or four.
Chicago's advancing and now trying to recruit powerhouses like Google and Amazon.
One of the most diversified economies in the world.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Happy 181st birthday, Chicago.
The city's tourism office, Choose Chicago, says more than 55 million visitors came to the city in 2017. That's a new record and a 2.5% increase over the previous year.
We've added 1 million new visitors this past year.
Bon Appetit magazine naming Chicago Restaurant City of the Year.
You could go from Billy Goat to Naha, you know?
And the accolades have pushed Chicago past its second city moniker over the past century. The Financial Times calling Chicago the most architecturally aware city on earth and called the city's Riverwalk complex urban and intriguing.
Google cool Chicago neighborhoods and you may indeed find something, I don't know, in Wicker Park or Rogers Park or Pullman that is worth visiting that would really enrich the standard kind of tourist fare. You could come here 1,000 times and not know it all.
Of course, more tourism means more jobs, and more jobs playing well into what appears to be Mayor Emanuel's plan to set new tourism records to bring millions more to Chicago every year.
And those are a lot of people working at hotels, restaurants, etc.
Governor Bruce Rauner says generating economic opportunities are reaching every Chicago neighborhood.
We've added 20,000 new tourism-related jobs in the last 2 years.
Bringing in events like the Restaurant Industry's James Beard Foundation Awards and the NFL Draft in recent years, up the city's profile, along with popular developments like the Obama Presidential Center in Jackson Park and the $8 billion proposed redevelopment of O'Hare Airport.
Yeah. And you say, Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
First recorded in a French document in 1688, the name Chicago literally means onion field, as wild onions and garlic grew profusely in the area. And like an onion,
people from Poland and the Philippines.
There are many layers to peel
from the Ukraine and Mexico
when unearthing the city's rich history
from Jamaica
and diversity
and from Puerto Rico.
Congressman Luis Gutierrez.
People from all over the world have come to learn to live in peace with one another.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel on this community of immigrants.
Not only our home, but our home for our children and our grandchildren. And that immigrant past is also our future, and we cannot turn our back on our future.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox.
Our immigrant communities is what built this city to be so strong, and that's why we celebrate them. That's who we are, and that's who we will always be.
Cook County Commissioner John Daly.
And that's what makes the city great, but the diversity is what makes it better.
The next challenge in keeping its roots will be addressing the Dreamers and keeping its sanctuary city status.
The fact is, we welcome people, whether they cross the Atlantic, whether they cross the Rio, whether they cross the Pacific, or whether they make their way through the Mississippi.
So with its record tourism numbers,
if you believe tomorrow can be better,
ever booming economy
for your children,
community growth,
I want Chicago to be your home,
and diversity, we say,
happy birthday. Happy birthday, Chicago.
Happy birthday, Chicago.
Happy birthday, Chicago.
Happy birthday, Chicago. Andrea Darlis, WGN News.